from a mindset standpoint, market domination for me starts with the idea that it's possible. And if you're not sure that it's possible, ask yourself this. Your very best clients, when they think about who to go to for the products and services you offer, who do they think about? Obviously, if they're your very best clients, it's you. They're thinking about you. So you've already achieved a level of mindset or market domination with your very best clients. That demonstrates that it can be done. So then it's a matter of saying, okay, well, now how can we do this with other people?
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top secrets of marketing and sales. Now. David Blaze.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast. In today's episode, co-host Bianca Eastfound and I will be discussing the topic of the sales mindset connection. Welcome, Bianca.
Thank you so much, David. Very happy to be here with you. And I'm just curious, what do you say to people who think mindset is woo-woo?
Yeah, there are a lot of people who feel that way. To some extent, I've been one of them. And in fact, Bianca is our newest addition to our team here at Top Secrets. She and I actually met in a Clubhouse group years ago, and we were talking about the idea of mindset there. And I said, well, I'm not really all that much into mindset. Most of my training is about the specifics of what to do. And Bianca said to me, well, no, I don't think so. Everything you talk about is pretty much mindset related. And I didn't realize it at the time, but it really kind of opened my eyes to the fact that, yeah, a lot of what we do, even though it's not geared to be about mindset, is about mindset. So the whole woo-woo thing really kind of touches a nerve with me because I felt that way in the past. It's like, oh, mindset. Well, no, you just need to do the stuff. But the reality of the situation is that if you don't have the right mindset, if you're not willing to take the necessary actions, then you're not going to be able to get there. So it seems to me is always a mindset element that has to be there, whether or not you really want to think about it.
That's so true. And, you know, for me, it's great to see that. I mean, you have this ability to connect with people on another level. And that's, you know, congrats to you for having this mindset. Fantastic.
Well, thanks. And so do you. And that's actually how we started communicating, was in this Clubhouse group. And so when we connected again recently, I just thought it would be so great to have you on our team, because I know that that's an important aspect of what you do, and your communication with people has been great. So I'm really glad we've been able to put this together. But for most salespeople, it seems to me that mindset may be in the back of their mind. They may be thinking about it, but for the most part, they're probably just thinking, how do I make this next sale? How do I make this next contact? And so while I don't think you have to spend a ton of time thinking about mindset every day, just recognize that if you don't at least have it going on somewhere in the back of your mind, you're probably not going to do the work you have to do in order to get it started.
Yeah, that's all right. And I know you talk a lot about the first contact and what that means, but please tell me, you know, why do you think the mindset is so important when having the first contact with your potential client?
Well, first contact is difficult for a lot of people. And a lot of people think of first contact as just being cold calls. And that's one example of first contact. And in those situations, mindset is really hard for some people. Just the idea of the fear of picking up the phone is an issue for people, which is all a mindset thing. If they can't get past that, if they can't overcome the mental blocks that are involved in having to pick up the phone and initiate contact with a stranger, then it's definitely going to impact them. But it doesn't just mean for cold calls. Some people feel the same way about a social media post. I'm posting something, I'm kind of afraid to put it out there, I'm a little nervous about it. And until you get to the point where you can get your mindset working for you, you're not going to be successful with it. It reminds me of that quote from William Shakespeare, who said, "Our doubts are traitors and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt." And what that means to me is that if we're afraid to do things, we're not going to take the actions, and then it's impossible to get the results because you're not taking the actions.
Wow. With that, I have another question, and I think that's important for people to hear as well. Like, what are the mindset aspects of the Total Market Domination program? So what's the secret?
That's a fun one. Total Market Domination, because some people hear that title and they're like, that sounds crazy. That sounds like too much. It's over the top or whatever. But there is definitely a mindset associated with market domination. For some people, it is crazy. It's like, oh, market domination, I want to take over the world. That's not what we're talking about when we refer to market domination. What we're talking about is creating an environment in which your very best prospects for the products and services you offer know who you are and know what you do so that they can make a thumbs up or thumbs down decision about whether or not they want to do business with you. That's it. Because if they have the ability to do that, then you at least have a shot at the business. And to me, market domination doesn't mean that you get all the business because no one gets all the business. But what it does mean is that they know enough about you that they at least know that you do what you do so they can potentially choose you. If they don't know that, if you haven't created that awareness, then you can't dominate anything. And in every market, there are winners and losers. There are leaders and followers. And the leaders are those who are creating that awareness among the people in their market who need to be able to buy from them. And the followers are those who are just watching what everybody else does and then trying to take action on that. So from a mindset standpoint, market domination for me starts with the idea that it's possible. And if you're not sure that it's possible, ask yourself this: your very best clients, when they think about who to go to for the products and services you offer, who do they think about? Obviously, if they're your very best clients, it's you. They're thinking about you. So you've already achieved a level of mindset or market domination with your very best clients. That demonstrates that it can be done. So then it's a matter of saying, okay, well, how can we do this with other people? How can we do this with total strangers? Or how can we do this with people who may have heard of us before, but who have never really taken on action on anything that we do?
Wow, I'm actually goosebumps, you know, and hearing your answer, because it's so important when you work with someone, especially, you know, to connect with them just beyond the professional level and to work with the mindset as well. And what's the best way for people to reach out to us? I think that would be my last question.
Yeah, well, best way to go is to go to topsecrets.com/call, schedule a call with us. And let's figure out exactly where you are in terms of being able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. Some of it may be mindset, which we can certainly address, but a lot of it may be the specific actions that you're either taking or not taking that need to create that awareness among the people that you're looking to reach. So if you're looking for help, topsecrets.com/call, and we look forward to talking with you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bianca.
Increase sales, improve margins, and grow your business. Guaranteed. Top Secrets. TopSecrets.com.